It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Hey, quick sports quiz for you. What do you care less about, the French Open or the NBA Finals?
Ooh.
That's really tough.
That's a tough one.
Need some time to think about that. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got 5 used electric ranges and 1 used gas range, several used refrigerators, got a couple of room air conditioners, one older model, 5,500 BTU, one near new, a 10,000 BTU model. Got a Maytag washer dryer sets. We have 2 of those on pedestals. Front load, Maytag drying center, still got that, one front load washer, one top load washer, several used microwave hood combinations, one 40-gallon natural gas power vent water heater, several used gas and electric dryers, got a different trade-in yesterday, it's a new Craftsman chipper shredder, never been used. If you're looking for one of them, stop and see us. Got new refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire, good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Dehumidifiers in stock in 50 and 70 pint, and do have room air conditioners also in stock, Jim.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Hey, I don't know if you've taken a look at the forecast here over the next day or so, but it might look nice out this morning. It might not necessarily stay that way throughout the day. Joshua Seneschal joins us from the Freeze Notice Weather Office this morning, and we want to talk a little bit about what we're supposed to be expecting today. Josh, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Well, good for now, but it sounds like it might be a little wet around here later on.
Yeah, well, at least we're off to a bit of a quiet start this morning, and it looks like we are going to have a pretty good period over the next several hours with mainly dry conditions. We do already have a few clouds moving in from the west. This is associated with some morning thunderstorms in central Nebraska, but it does look like conditions are going to go downhill later this afternoon through the evening and especially into the overnight hours, where we are going to see several rounds of showers and thunderstorms, some of which may be severe, especially late this afternoon. And we're going to have to watch out for pretty much all threats, including damaging winds, large hail, even a few isolated tornadoes will be possible. And on top of that, we are going to see some torrential rainfall, especially during the overnight, where we could see as much as 1 to 3 inches. A few areas could see as much as 4 to 5.
Yeah, this isn't your garden variety line of storms that might move through. Where'd this all come from?
Yeah, well, we do have a pretty strong warm front that has draped just south of the region. And this warm front will lift north and stall roughly along I-80 during the afternoon. And just south of this boundary, we're going to have a very warm and a very unstable air mass. And we're going to see an upper-level disturbance coming in late this afternoon, and that is going to combine with the warm front to create a pretty favorable environment for severe weather late in the afternoon and, again, through the overnight hours.
Yeah, I think it caught a lot of folks a little bit by surprise waking up and hearing the forecast for later on today. It seemed like we were in a decent weather pattern here all of a sudden after we got through some early storms and rain and what have you here in the early part of the spring season. But now I guess it's kind of getting serious on us.
Yeah, I mean, it's really been a slow start to the severe weather season so far this year. We did have that one event near Mother's Day earlier, which was pretty significant, mainly for Nebraska. But it does look like we're getting into more of an active pattern, and we'll probably see one of the more significant severe weather outbreaks beginning later today.
So it's pretty certain that we're going to get something, even if it's just some pretty heavy rains. But it looks like everybody around this area is going to see this system.
Yeah, I would say, it looks like a pretty broad area is going to see at least very heavy rainfall, especially much of central and southern Iowa. I think the greatest severe weather threat is going to be along and south of I-80, but really the southern two-thirds of Iowa is going to see some very heavy rainfall. Most of the state will see at least 1 to 3 inches.
Well, I've seen some numbers here this morning, too, where they keep talking like there's some isolated areas could see, you know, nearly half a foot of rainfall. Is that really expected out of this?
Well, I think that amounts that high will be isolated, but we are going to see several thunderstorms developing right along that warm front. And as I mentioned earlier, this warm front is going to stall right near I-80. So this is kind of the area favored for the heaviest rainfall. And for a few localized areas that do see several thunderstorms training over the same region, it is certainly possible. It could be a few localized 4 or 5, potentially even 6-inch amounts.
Josh, we're right along I-80.
It's going to be coming close to Atlantic. It will be very close. I think we're going to see just a line of thunderstorms moving in from the west. late this evening. I think the heaviest might be just east of Atlantic, maybe a little closer towards Des Moines up through Ames, but we are going to see, again, the potential for significant heavy rainfall.
Is the heavy rain more of a threat right now than the severe stuff and the possibility of the winds and tornadic activity, stuff like that? Is that our bigger concern right now?
I mean, I would say it's pretty even. I do think that the Atlantic area in general is in a pretty good position to get some pretty strong thunderstorms. I think the highest potential is going to be really in far southwestern Iowa on into central and eastern Nebraska. These areas will certainly have the highest tornado threat. That will develop generally after 4 to 5 p.m. this afternoon. But we could see all aspects of severe weather, including large hail, damaging winds, and again, we are going to have to watch out for some isolated tornadoes.
Josh, I keep giving you a chance to make friends here, and you're not helping yourself.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not doing myself too much good here.
Well, about when should we expect the first stages of this coming through?
Well, I've been looking over some of our high-resolution forecast models, and a few of them are trying to bring a pretty nasty thunderstorm into southwestern Iowa as early as 6 to 7 this afternoon. So I wouldn't be surprised to see these more isolated chances beginning around 6 o'clock. I think the more widespread thunderstorms with a convective line, that is going to come through late this evening, probably more like 8 p.m. to around 12 a.m. That's going to be the most widespread window for this heavy rainfall.
Okay, and you mentioned, too, along the I-80 corridor there and south of there, too, pretty much southwest Iowa. But what about our friends and our listeners to the north of the interstate? How far north should they be expecting some of this?
Well, I would say the severe weather threat will be as far north as Sioux City and on into Mason City. These areas could see the severe weather, but also the heavy rainfall. The farther north you get I-80, it's more just going to be a heavy rainfall threat.
Okay, well, that's enough of a threat, too, because that's going to affect everyone further south, too, as those rivers and streams start moving again, too. All right, very good. Well, I wish you had some better news, but that's why we had you here this morning, is to visit with us a little bit about this, so we're prepared. Thank you so much for your time and helping us prepare.
Yes, thank you, and have a great afternoon.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. Yeah, there is a flash flood watch that's in effect for this area for today and tonight. And just to outline what Josh was saying to us just a little bit ago, a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms is forecast for late this afternoon into the evening. And when they say a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms, what they're talking about is the possibility of damaging winds in excess of 70 miles per hour, large hail up to the size of baseballs, yikes, nighttime tornadoes, all that stuff possible by this evening and into the overnight hours. And then again, Wednesday, they're talking about thunderstorms with locally heavy rain forecast to persist into the afternoon hours. And that'll continue mainly east of Interstate 35 as that storm continues to move on. So, yeah, they are trying to prepare everybody for what could be coming. Well, what will be coming not too far down the road. And that extremely heavy rain that we're supposed to be expecting later on tonight, along with those severe storms, will really start to add up quickly. They're talking about totals, as Josh mentioned, anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, and some isolated areas maybe 5 to 6 inches possible. The highest rainfall rates are expected to be 3 to 5 inches per hour, and could lead to some areas of some flash flooding. And that includes most of the counties all around our listening area here as well, as they do expect that to start a little bit later on this evening. And if you do live near some of those creeks and streams and that typically will start to fill up pretty quickly, be prepared and watch for what might happen a little bit later on this evening. If we do indeed in those areas get that type of rain, you may need to take some action relatively quickly, because the flash flood means that, you know, the conditions are right that they could develop into some flash flooding in a watch situation. It's a real dangerous situation because it can happen really quickly and without a whole lot of notice. So beware of those things if you do live downstream some of those river areas. It's amazing when you get these events how quickly things can rush downstream and add up. So be prepared for those things. And it's hard to talk about that. Usually we're sitting here talking about this stuff while it's raining outside. And you look outside in the morning and you feel like you want to go take a nice walk or play around a golf or something. It's decent out this morning, but it will not stay like that throughout the greater part of today. It's almost like the pending winter storm that we look for in that time of the year. You know, it's great now. But the kids will be getting out of school early this afternoon. You know, you kind of prepare for that stuff later on. So be prepared for the severe storms and especially those heavy rains that are pretty much, it sounds like a guarantee, just about as good a guarantee as they'll give you with the forecast here. So keep it tuned to KJAN, and we'll keep you updated as those storm conditions continue to move in our direction as well later today. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell you more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got water heaters, gas, and electric, made in the United States, and, of course, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and service it later if it needs to. Have it. Got a Manor Whirlpool and Frigidaire freezers, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, gas and electric ranges, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Got washers and dryers in top load and front load. We offer sizes in washers up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States, carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us. The pot's on, and try to do it today, Jim.
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold. Those are all the counties affected right now by the flash flood watch here in our area. And it'll continue from 7 or 8 o'clock tonight up and through Wednesday morning. So be prepared in those areas. Kendall, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. My thanks to Josh Seneschal for spending a little time with us, too, helping us prepare and get as much information as we can about what to expect. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.